We are back with Renee Schell, Wyoming Game and Fish. I'm Shireen Herrera. Jared Anderson is joining the show.
Hi.
And of course, the beautiful Renee Schell with Wyoming Game and Fish. And yes. Every single person out there needs to be bear aware.
Right. Lands are opening up, whether they have had closures on them or this just the snow is melting off and we're able to access them again. So being bear aware and moose aware and elk and all those things, especially the moose, too. I tend to put those with the bear. Being aware that we are going out into these lands where the animals have had it to themselves for months now. And so they don't know which day we decide to go out. Other things to think about in the spring, too, are just the road conditions as you're driving out there. This is sort of where we set the conditions for the year on how bad our dirt roads get. So keep that in mind and try not to create huge ruts as you're driving out there and, you know, having your wheels spin and big mud holes and that kind of thing.
Just a stupid question, like always. Is this the time that we should be, bears are dangerous all the time, but post hibernation, is this kind of when they're the most dangerous, when they're waking up hungry?
That is an excellent question. Not really. Mm-hmm. So in the fall, when they're going through that like hyperphagia and they are trying to eat as much as possible is when they're like a little bit crazy.
Sure.
You know, and they are, it's all about how many calories can I get to survive the winter or to grow the cubs.
It's like when I'm hangry, Jared.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dangerous.
That's exactly it. When they're coming out in the spring, they may be a little bit groggy. You know, they should be past that by now, but there's so much to eat. So there's so much green up, right? There's so many grubs to dig up and the ground is mm-hmm. soft and they can do that. And there's like the winter kill of carcasses they have as well. So they're not necessarily more aggressive, but they're going to be aggressive for the same reasons. Like they may have brand new cubs, right? So they're going to be defensive of them. They may have that carcass that they want to guard because they're feeding themselves or their cubs. They're getting towards breeding season now. So the males get a little stupid. I'm just going to say, sorry.
Sorry.
Their kind of mind is on something
exactly.
else. So they're not always paying attention to like, oh, I think I just heard a human noise, right? So you could easily startle them. So maybe not as aggressive, but still defending all those same things we talk about.
Well, let's talk about the roadside bears as well.
Yeah, so that is a big thing all summer. We have Grizzly Bear 863 on Togedy Pass, and she likes to raise her cubs right there. And she's got her kind of favorite haunts up there on the road. And she is out again with her two cubs from last year. So they're a year and a half now. I could be doing my math wrong. Somebody will tell us if I did my math wrong.
Oh, but I'm sure they will.
They will. But they weren't born this winter. They were born the winter before. And they have been very visible along the road. So just, I think, be careful, be smart, know that we are, you know, escorting people out of there if they're parked along the shoulders. So you can't park. It's a highway. You can't park on the shoulder. And it's dangerous. It's a steep downhill where the semi-trucks come through. So I get it, though. Like, it's such a cool thing to see. So if you can, if there's a pullout and you need to walk back to view her, you know, keep a safe distance from her, watch for cars, but park in those pullouts if you can. You're going to be able to stay there in those pullouts.
I feel like this is a stupid question, but is this different than Bear 399?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I was going to say, all of this applies to Bear 399 as well. So 399 has been in Grand Teton, and she kind of moves into Jackson and back into Grand Teton this last weekend, at least she was in Grand Teton. She has four cubs that are a year older. So right now, if you see her, it's pretty impressive because you basically are looking at like five full-size looking grizzly bears, which when do you ever see that together?
Right.
Yeah. And the park is a little bit more tolerant since they have lower speed limits of doing things like parking on the shoulder, and they've usually got folks there dedicated to kind of controlling traffic. So if you go over the pass and you miss 863 or you don't have a good place to park, just head into that Grand Teton. You know, if you're going over to Jackson, head into Grand Teton. She's been in that kind of lake dam area, and you'll know because there'll be lots of cars and lots of people with their cameras and spotting scopes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have your kids ever seen a grizzly or a bear?
Yeah, Togedy. We have not seen 399 though. Have you ever seen a wild animal with so much hype and attention in your years?
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And
it's insane.
I mean, a lot of it is this, like, everything is instantaneous, right? So the pictures can get posted instantly and lots of pictures. And so, yeah, no, she has a huge following worldwide. Not right. just the yeah. U.S., right? But worldwide. Like there's a, somebody posted last year that she has a doppelganger in Italy. There's a grizzly bear in Italy that had four cubs the same time she had four cubs, and people were posting all this like $3.99 doppelganger. And
oh my gosh.
So it is worldwide.
Yeah. Bear fans there. Yeah, 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 for sure. Well, it's interesting to follow and to just get tidbits. Wyoming Game and Fish is always on hand for things like that. I also think just the fact that $3.99 is in the park in Grand Teton, some of those pictures they get with the Tetons in the background and stuff like that are so, you know, mesmerizing to folks from out of the area too. I can definitely see that. So we'll be reminded to be bear aware, and I know that we'll continue this chat all summer long, Renee, as we get a lot of visitors, and you know, we have a lot of folks that are just listening to the show and checking stuff out as they're in town, you know, vacationing. So we'll get on it.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.